brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
We still end up signing 21 total, and that's
wow.
It's not everybody wants to go and play Buford. Yeah. I don't know why.
High-fiving and happy about it and all that type of stuff, but it's still work that needs to be done.
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. Thanks for accessing us, however you're doing so, large device or small. John here, Hannah there, and Hannah has broken out her green because of our first guest.
Yes, we have a new podcast.
Yes.
Series going on where we are going to talk to all of the championship coaches from the previous championship season.
That's ambitious of you.
And so I'm excited.
Yeah.
We obviously had to start with Buford head coach, Bryant Appling. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Not a problem. Always good to be on with you guys.
And I obviously wore green.
Yes.
On purpose.
Yes, you did.
Coach, there was no more obvious choice than you to start things off with. Perfect season, 15-0.
Heavyweight champion of the world!
Buford Wolves.
The national championship of the world.
The galactic champions, Buford Wolves.
Coach App, what has this title been like with so much buzz?
I mean, it is special. I mean, everyone is special, and I've been lucky and blessed long enough to be around here for a good amount of them, you know. But it's definitely felt different. I mean, you know, we've always had great kids. We've always had great community, great people, great administration, great everything. But this group was special in the fact that the way they came together, I mean, it wasn't like a old school Buford season where you're blowing out a lot of people. It was a bunch of close games, tight games, tore it down the stretch, and had to pull away late. So just to watch the kids come together in those games in the playoffs and even early in the season and grow up, you know what I mean? That made it that much more special. All the messages that we gave them, you know, in January all the way up until summer camp in July to, you know, October, November, they really listened to. And they you know, pulled back on those messages at the right time. And I can't remember who it was. It was either at halftime or after the game, they're like, Coach, what did you say at halftime? I didn't really say a whole lot. It was the seniors. They were telling everybody what was going to happen. So that made it special. I mean, first time in the highest classification definitely made it special. And, you know, and all the, you know, the hoopla about the national championship. And that's a special thing, too. But that's something that's out of our control. And we don't try to control those things. It's cool to say it once it's all said and done, but you don't have a lot of control in those situations. So you can't put that, you know, as a goal, even though it is a goal, you can't put it as a goal a whole lot because we always say control the controllables, and that's something that you can't control, those guys voting and all that type of stuff.
So have you had any chance to either enjoy this, put it to the side, or is it just like, oh great, it's another snowfall, that means it's another day that I lose trying to get everything together? What has this off season been like in the 6 weeks since or almost 2 months since the championship? What has it been like up there?
Well, it's been great. I mean, you still, you know, high-fiving and happy about it and all that type of stuff, but it's still work that needs to be done. Like I said, I think we've only had one full week in school since, you know, the new year because of the snow and, you know, holidays and, you know, we got a winter break coming up here at the end of this week. But our kids are hungry and they did a good job. And we lost a good amount of kids, but the ones that are coming up and going to have a chance to compete are very hungry. So they're doing stuff on their own. Not going to already tell because some of them have gained weight. They're looking good running. They're looking good in the weight room. You know, once we get towards, you know, the end of February is when we kind of, you know, figure out who's where because basketball season's over, wrestling's over, track is going, but we kind of work alongside with our track team in the off season. So they all get to hang out during that time, which is good. But that's when basketball season starts to wind down, we kind of, you know, really, really get rolling. But this is kind of a, you know, just it's still a honeymoon period to an extent, but also I'm trying to put everything away. So I understand that was last year's team. You're this year's team. You got to move forward. You got to start working on what you want to make your story.
So I see the hardware behind you. I know the GHSA gives you a big old trophy for the 6A championship, but Do you get hardware for the national title? Do they send you anything?
Do you get one in the mail at the house? It's like for Coach Appling, yeah. Contents, you know, national championship. Is there like
maybe
a big...
just a certificate framed?
Yeah. Yeah, here, you're a national champion. Here, have this 5x7 piece of paper, not framed. How does this work?
Yeah, some of it's just digital. I mean, just send you a, you know,
it's a PDF. Here, it's a PDF. You're a national championship.
Even better.
Here, have a PDF file on your national championship. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, legit, that's how it is. And you know, a couple of them send trophies. I think we had a, you know, ceremony for us and the softball team because they were national champions as well. Max Preps came out and presented us with some things and trophies and banners and things like that. So you do get a couple of them. And they're, I'm trying to get them moved to the stadium so the kids can't walk by them anymore. Just understand that.
Oh, yeah.
That story's over, so let's move forward.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well,
I know you wanted to ask about the new barn.
Oh, so I did. I thought this might be a silly question, but you know that we have all the hard-hitting questions here, Coach.
Yes, incredibly so.
Do you think the spark of the new stadium has anything to do with this historic season that you guys had with all of the just...
the shininess and the resources
that are being poured into your program. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know I've been here 22 years, and it's the same people in some of the same seats that you know, have taught me and have supported this program. So I think that did give us a bunch of juice as a community and as a team early. I remember the first night we went over there was in the middle of our camp. And we went over there under the lights because I wanted to be, you know, to practice under the lights in the new stadium, see what, you know, the bright spots are where you might have a hard time catching a fade in the back of the end zone and things like that. And our kids were excited about that. And the excitement lasts. It was fun for them to get over there in the locker rooms. We only went over there once a week for the most part. Every once in a while we went and practiced there. But the community was, you know, electric in the fact that we had this new shiny, you know, facility to play football in. But in the grand scheme of things, I always told them, it's still 120 yards long, and it's still two goalposts, and you still got to block and tackle, and you got to move the ball downfield and put it in the end zone. So it didn't matter if it was here or anywhere else. You know, the mission's still the mission, and the standard's still the standard. So we had to, you know, keep fighting each and every day. But I do believe, you know, it was a nice thing. It was kind of cool how it all came together and all of them happened in the same year.
Oh, yeah.
A cool story to tell, but – yeah, I'm just blessed to be here and blessed to have all the support we have.
All right, so since you're already talking about the 26th season and preparing for that, and last season was last season, calendar even tells you that, do you have all 10 games, or are you still looking for opponents to fill out your schedule?
Yeah, still looking for two. I'll be honest with you, I think, you know, the PSR thing is I think I'm pronouncing that right or saying it right. Has thrown everybody for a loop trying to figure all that out. And ours is usually late anyway. Ever since I've been a head coach, it's been hard to figure out which games. And in the last 2 years, were the first two in a long time in Buford that we've played all 10 games in state. You know, we obviously play really, really good teams with Milton and Roswell and you know, matching up with Valdosta and Douglas County regular season and the playoffs. So it always usually works out, but our schedule usually isn't done. I think March 1st is the day we have to, you know, put it in the system and they know what our schedule is. So we still got, you know, almost 2 months to do that, but I'm usually, you know, toward the end of the deal on that and toward, you know, less than a month now, but you know, I'm usually toward the end, like the last week or 2 weeks before I really get that last one, you know, nailed down. So we need two more still. And I'm really close on a couple. I'm just waiting on those phone calls and sign a contract and that type of stuff. So it'll work out. It usually does. You know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, have to fly somewhere twice or something like that. We're probably willing to do that if we have to. We don't really want to. That throws you for a whole nother loop. We did it before and I've talked to, you know, Creekside went to California a couple of years ago and just a lot of people I know because, you know, I know some of these coaches throughout the nation. That throws your team for a loop if you have to do that multiple times.
And for those that may not know, because of the new setup when it comes to scheduling under the GHSA bylaws, right now there isn't a component for playing teams out of state and how it weighs in on the math when it comes to seeding and your point system and all that kind of stuff. And so the JHSA is trying to encourage, with this new system, playing all 10 of your games in state. And sometimes for folks like Coach App and for Buford, it's real difficult because not everybody wants to go and play Buford.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's just... And that's why I wanted to ask about where you were with your scheduling, because of this new rule and of the new math.
And it's called the postseason ranking.
Right, yeah, yeah, the postseason ranking.
Brand new for this year.
Yeah, so it's that's why I wanted to ask where you were with your scheduling, because there are some folks, like a Douglas County, like Johnny White, he'll sit there and he'll go, yeah, I'll play anybody, any place, anytime, twice on Tuesday and on, you know, 985 if I need to. But there are some folks that are just kind of like, nah, I don't want to play Buford for whatever reason. I don't want to play so-and-so for whatever reason. That's why I wanted to ask where you were with your schedule, Coach.
Yeah, it makes it difficult. But, you know, like I said, I got a great relationship with these guys and a lot of people, you know what I mean? And sometimes, some of it, I just got to them too late, you know what I mean? After that game, I shut it down for a couple weeks. And when I came back, some of them were full. So I know some of the guys don't mind playing us, would love to play us. You know, the coach already got a game, so I understand that, you know. But in the grand scheme of things, it's a good problem to have. Nobody's feeling sorry for us in that aspect.
No, absolutely.
But
not.
I think it'll work out fine. I'm hoping to get it done within the next week or two and get everything submitted, and so we can announce it and everybody knows where we're going or who's coming to us.
Well, if you watch the national championship game, you know some of your stars are who helped in a big way to win and win throughout the season are going to be going on to the next level. National Signing Day was on February 4th. How has your team fared during the signing period, and what are some of these big holes that you're looking to fill this year?
Oh, we fared really, really well. I mean, in this new transfer portal, NIL, you know, game, this kids are all over the place in college football. Most programs and most kids have taken a hit. You know, the ones that usually will end up going to a, you know, FCS, D2 program. Some of those programs are looking for kickbacks, and ones that are leaving, you know, Power Four teams and coming back. And, you know, then the big teams are looking for a 20, 21-year-old kid jumping up from those levels. So you sign a lot more now on the back end than we used to, but we still end up signing 21 total, and that's
wow.
That's how, you know, the Power Four, Group of Five, all the way down to D3 level. So and the cool thing about it, I think, too, our parents really are getting smart about this, and they understand that, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like another chance to develop a little bit more and get recruited again, because a lot of these kids that go to these schools, if they're really a really good player and they end up at a, you know, I don't know, a Shorter or Reinhardt or, you know, anywhere else like a D2 school, D3 school, they play really well. They'll move at some point. They'll go to another school. So, and some of them know, hey, I need to go get developed and grow for a little bit before I jump out there into that deep water. So they're really open-minded as far as, hey, that's a great opportunity. I can go here for a couple years or whatever. And we don't tell them to do that, but it's the reality of the thing right now. So, but we still fare really well with the numbers. Some of the places are a little different than some of our kids are using. I mean, you really have kids. I know other coaches will tell you that. You have kids that'll go to JUCO nowadays that are full qualifiers, you know, 3.8 GPA and scored this on the ACT, but they want to, you know, develop another year before they figure out where they want to go. So it's that used to only be for kids that didn't qualify. Nowadays, hey, coach, I'm going to go do this for a year and just figure it out.
Gap year, and JUCO turns into like your gap year.
Yeah,
now.
It does.
Okay. As always, thanks for the education. Thanks for hanging out with us. And thanks for putting up with all of our silly questions about anything and everything going on up there for the, let me back away from the microphone.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
The Galactic Champs, the Buford Wolves.
I'm sorry, Coach App.
App, it's great to talk to you. We'll catch up with you soon. Enjoy the time off and make sure that Valentine's Day is what it's supposed to be. We'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Will do. I appreciate it. Always good to hang out.
So it's always good to catch up with Coach App. And, you know, when you have a national champ, when you have a galactic champion, you have to start with that one.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not every day or every season that one of the Georgia teams is the national overall.
National overall.
Number one champion.
National overall number one champion. So if you're the number two champion,
incredible.
That's not good.
It's incredible.
But no, it's always fun to catch up with them. And since Hannah has given us our assignment for catching up with all of the champion coaches here in the non-playing part of the year, I guess.
Who do we have our eye on for next year? Oh. I mean, next month.
That's up to you. Since you've anointed this podcast, that's okay. Up to you now.
Okay. We can, well, since we started with 6A, we could just go down.
So that means Justin.
Yeah, do that.
There you go. So I guess it's going to be Justin Rogers.
All right. We'll be calling you, Coach.
Justin Rogers, you're on the clock. Justin Rogers, you're on the clock.
So there you go. That's another go-round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast, Champions Edition. For Hannah and for everybody on the other side of the glass, I'm just John. Thanks for dropping by. We'll catch up with you soon. Play it safe, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.